The HBO series Chernobyl brought the story of the 1986 nuclear disaster in Ukraine to a new audience. It also won 3 Emmys. Lyudmila Ignatenko was a key character in the series. She was married to one of the first firefighters to die. Well, the real-life Lyudmila Ignatenko says she never gave HBO permission to tell her story. And now she says she's had to go into hiding because of media harassment. But Ignatenko agreed to speak with the BBC's Olga Malchevska in her first interview since the series aired.
For the viewing public, it's a window on the past. The worst nuclear disaster in living history, when reactor number 4 in Chernobyl in Ukraine blew up. But for Lyudmila Ignatenko, the series relives a horrific time in her life, when she had to watch her firefighter husband die from radiation poisoning. After the HBO series aired, Lyudmila says the media attention and scrutiny was so intense that she had to leave Kyiv. For half a year, she has been in hiding in a remote village in the countryside. She has agreed to talk to us as long as we don't reveal her location.
Journalists were constantly pestering me. It was very stressful, and I feel offended that my story has been distorted.
What exactly did they distort?
That I had killed my baby. They were asking why I had been at my husband's bedside knowing that I was pregnant at the time. But tell me, how could I leave him? I thought my baby was safe inside me. We didn't know anything about radiation then.
Lyudmila's baby died 4 hours after being born. She says she never gave HBO permission to tell her story.
I think the film company behaved very badly by not meeting me, especially since they were filming in Kyiv. There was a phone call from Moscow. They said they were filming in Latvia and in Kyiv and wanted to contact me, but they couldn't. The movie was already filmed by then. They said, we'll pay you $3,000. I told them that nobody pays money for nothing and hung up.
HBO disputes this.
The production team, via local representatives, had multiple exchanges with Lyudmila Ignatenko. At no point during these exchanges did she express that she did not wish her story or that of her husband Vasily to be included. The filmmakers made every effort to depict their story and that of everyone affected by this tragedy with authenticity and respect.
It's a misunderstanding that has left Lyudmila feeling isolated. She has only caught snippets of the series when it was broadcast on Ukrainian television.
It was very hard to watch, and there were lies in the movie. Me standing with his shoes in my hands. Yes, they buried Vasily with his shoes off, but the shoes were beside him.
But the attention to detail in some parts moved her.
People were really so lightly dressed. I had a similar grey jumper.
I asked her about a moment in the film where Vasily had brought her flowers in the hospital.
Yes, it was 1st of May. I shall remember until the end of my life how we stood by the window together. We did not know that it would be our last moment together.
Some 33 years after the Chernobyl disaster, the wedding day photo still has pride of place in her home and her heart. She never remarried.
The BBC's Olga Malchevska there.